Here's an example of what I mean. Let's suppose that these four reference stations all transmit their track GPS data to the data control center. And then this rover in between the triangle that is generated by these three can have a differential correction sent to it from this data control center. Then that correction can take into account the corrections available on all three of these reference stations as a network, as a group. The central idea underlining RTN differential correction is the combination of observations from several continuously operating reference stations at known positions to derive a model of the entire region. So rather than being considered isolated beacons, each covering its own segregated area, the cores are united into a network. The data from the network can then be used to produce a virtual model of the area of interest. From this model, distance-dependent biases such as ionosphere, troposphere, orbit errors, and you know what these are now, can be calculated. Once the roving receiver place within that network is established, it's possible to predict the errors at that position. And not only can the CORS network be used to model errors in a region more correctly, but a multi-base solution can improve redundancy. Solving several baselines that converge on the project point simultaneously, rather than relying on just one, as a typical RTK setup does.